Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Ches. Today's daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, the Zecher Nishmas Perel by Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo should have it in Aliyah. Okay, so yesterday we ended up making with a statement. We said that there were a couple of Tanayim who held you need a Diras Harai, and one of them was that, but you need a Diras Keva, and one of them talked about if you make your sukkah. The Achayim said, if you make your sukkah like a shovach, like a pit coop, which is rounded, he said it's possible because it doesn't have corners. Now comes Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, sukkah ha'asuya kekivshan. The sukkah which is made like an oven. In those days the ovens were round. So the sukkah that is round, it's a round sukkah, doesn't have corners, he says it's kosher, provided it has the minimum shear. We're going to focus that the minimum shear, we said, is 4 by 4 amos. Right, you have to have minimum shear of 4 by 4 amos. So he says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, sukkah hasuya kekivshan. If you have a round sukkah, im yesh behekefa, if around its circumference, it's a kefa, it's a circumference, kedei l'sheva esrim v'arba b'nei adam. If its circumference is big enough so that 24 people can sit, think about that ride in the amusement park, like what's it called, the hurricane or the tornado, everyone goes around and around, and you stick them back down and you throw up. Right, so that's what it looks like to me. You think that's what they're sitting around there. If you have 24 people can sit around on the circumference, then it is kshera. Then that would be kosher im lav. But if you can't fit 24 people around it, then it is going to be psula. So if we have to now, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. A circular sukkah is good if 24 people can sit around the circumference. That would be the smallest possible round sukkah, which would somehow have to equal, we're going to see, would somehow have to equal dalid by dalid in a square sukkah. Okay, so kiman, according to whose shita is Rabbi Yochanan going like we just said, ki Rebbe, he goes like Rebbe, the Amar, kol sukkah, she'en ba, arba amos, al arba amos, psula, that the minimum size of a sukkah has to be 4 amos by 4 amos, so a circular sukkah that's going to have, it can fit 24 people, that's going to be that size. So the Gemara says, wait a second, let's figure this out. Michte. Okay? Gavra ba'amsa yosef. First assumption we're going to make over here is that a person takes up an amma of space. So if that's the case, a person is taking up an amma of space, we now have a circle of a sukkah, who's a circle, the circumference is 24 ammas, because we have 24 people sitting in there. So it's 24 ammas. Michte. Gavra ba'amsa yosef. And the next assumption is, which is the Gemara's view of pi, which we know is 3.14, but the Gemara says, "Shekol sheyesh behekefo shlosh tefachim yesh berochav tefach." If the circumference is 3, the diameter is 1. So they do it 3 to 1, which is 3.14, which actually makes a little bit of sense because pi is an irrational number. So no matter what, you're going to round it up. It's 3.14, blah 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 blah. So they round it up to 3 to 1. So it's a 3 to 1 ratio between your circumference and your diameter. So what do you have now? So if you have 24, if you have a 24 amma circumference, right, you divide that by 3, so what's your diameter? 8, right, you have an 8 diameter. Okay, so the Gemara then says, so that's the assumption. So you have 24, that's your assumption. The Gemara says, well, wait a second. But that if that's the case, the Gemara says, if that's the case, trace our sagi. I'm only going to need 12. Why am I only going to need 12 people should be enough. Because if the diameter is, because if I want to put a 4 by, Gemara's assuming now, if I need 4 by 4, right, if I only need 4 by 4, so that means the diameter is 4, then 4 times 3 is 12. I only need 12. I only need 12 people. Why do I need 24, right? He's assuming that it's 4 by 4, you know, each way, that the diameter is 4. So if the diameter is 4, that means the circumference is 3 times the diameter, that means the diameter is, because if you want to be 4 by 4, so that means that you only need 12. Why do you have 24? Right, really it should be 12 people, should be enough. Okay, so the Gemara says, wait a second, it's not exactly correct. Because this Hani Mili, this what we say that is bi'igula, abari ribua bi'itve. That's by, the idea of 3 to 1 is by, with a circle, with a circumference of a circle, that is by, the idea of 3 to 1 is by circumference of a circle.
But something.
Machlokas, according to Rabbi Yochanan, yes. So now figuring out the minimum shear, yesterday we said no, but here he says yes. He says yes, now we're figuring out the minimum shear. So the assumption here, then he says that the minimum shear has to be 24 people sitting around, which would mean a circumference of 24 amos. And we just said that doesn't make sense. Because the minimum shear, if the idea, each person takes up an amma, and the circumference is 3 times the diameter, and therefore our diameter, and all you need is 4 by 4 amos, so you have 4 going across, and 4 times 3 is 12. Why do you need 24 people? You only need 12 people to fit into that circular sukkah. The Gemara says, that idea of 3 to 1 is only when you're talking about the circumference of a circle. It doesn't fly when you're talking about the perimeter of a square. So the Gemara says, okay, so michte, let's figure something else out. Let's make another assumption. That is that michte kama miruba yoser al eagle. How much bigger is a square than a circle? Meaning if you inscribe a square around a circle, how much more area, how much bigger is the perimeter of the square over the circle? So here what you're trying to do is saying we're going to put this circle of 24 people within a square. So how much bigger is that? He says revi. He says that the circumference, that a square is a quarter bigger, right? Which means that, so therefore, what you would have then is a quarter bigger. So if our circle here are 4 by 4, so what you do now is that if you have the diameter, which of the circle is 4.
Put 6 more people.
So exactly. The diameter is 4, so that means it's 4 by 4, which means it's 16. So you would need 16 people. That's 16, but still not 24. It doesn't work. It's right. Gemara says, that's what he says, b'shittar sagi, 16 would be enough. So Gemara says, no, hani mili, what you're talking about, that's true when the circle is inside of the square. But what if the square is inside the circle? How much bigger is the circle than the square? It says, hani mili, b'igol denafik migo ribubua. I guess where the circle is inside. Aval ribua denafik migo igula, but if the square is circumscribed, is inside the circle, b'itvei. The circle would need more mishumorasha the karnasa, because you have the corners, I guess, that put it out. So that's when, right, we need bigger. So the Gemara says, okay, so let's figure that out. Let's figure out how would it work. Michte. So let's see. Kol amsa biribua, amsa utre chumsha ba'al kasona. So the hypotenuse of the square, right, it's the right angle, so the hypotenuse is going to be 1.25. I guess 1.25 of the length of the width, right? That's the Pythagorean theorem, right? So that's the Pythagorean. I don't know why they call it theorem. It's probably proven by now, right, Jeff? Why is it a theory?
It's not a theorem.
What?
Theorem.
Okay, right. So why is it a theorem? It works all the time.
Yeah.
So they say that that's true when the circle inside the square. But the square is inside the circle, you need more because of the corners. So by the square, the hypotenuse is 1 to 2/5 the size of the sides. That's going to be the diameter of our circle now. So 4 times 1.25 is the diameter, which is 5 times 3 to get to the circumference, right? Because that's the diameter of the circle around it. So it's going to be 5.35 times 3 to get to the circumference, which still only gets to 16 4/5. That's what Gemara says. The Gemara says, "Michte kol amsa biruah amsa treit chumsha d'alksona b'shifzar nechi chumsha sari." It was 17 minus 1/5. That would be enough. I would only need the math of people of 16 4/5. You told me 24. Why 16 4/5? The Gemara says, "Lo duck." The Gemara is not so exact when it comes to its calculations. The Gemara says, "Wait a second. Lo duck. Lo duck is, you know, one or two. You're talking about from 24 to 17. It's a whole touchdown worth of people. That's not low duck. That's a mistake. So emor darmina low duck porta. We say low duck by a little bit, right? Tuva such a large discrepancy. Ki armina low duck. Are we going to say low duck in that large amount? Mor says that can't be. So amrale. We're going to go pretty fast. There. So amrale mark shisha breder of chizdor of asri. So he's going to change their assumption now. We just made the assumption was based on the fact that one person takes up 1 amma. He changed that assumption. He says no. He says misavart. Who says gavra ba'amsa yasev, that you can put 1 amma per person. Rather, tlosa gavri b'tarti amta yasvi. 3 people, right? 3 people sit in 2 ammas, which makes it what each person takes up 2/3, right? 2/3, 4/3, 6/3. Yep. So each person takes up 2/3 of an amma. So now that's changing our calculation. Each person takes up 2/3, and therefore what? So kama havilahu. So now what happens? So each person takes up an amma. Each person takes up two-thirds of an amma. So if I have 24 people around, so two-thirds of 24 is what? That's 16. That's 16, right? That comes close to the 16 and 4-fifths, and that's why the blodak. You only need 16 to go around the circumference.
Here's the problem. You're doing two different measurements. One is the measurement of people. One is the measurement of square footage of the sukkah.
We're not even doing square footage. It's a different possibility. This is circumference.
We're still doing measurement of the sukkah.
Right.
So why don't we just deal with measurement of the sukkah? The sukkah has to be out of 4x4. That's fine.
Right.
Why are we getting involved people? And if we're doing people, what do you care about the size?
Well, that's the problem. So that's because Rav Yochanan made a statement.
I see that.
So now the Gemara is trying to...
It's not the same. So,
okay, Rav Yochanan made the statement. The Gemara is trying to figure out how that statement works with what we know about the minimum size of a sukkah. We have this statement out there. We have to figure it out. So the Gemara is making all these things. Bottom line, it's very difficult because Rav Yochanan puts in people and the calculations don't work out so well. And then the last one we're going to do, the Gemara says, they're just totally wrong. So you have these Tanayim or Gemara, we're going to see completely wrong. So you try to revitalize that last answer with a different understanding. But you're right. So he made this statement. So how does this statement translate? So, okay, we're saying that each person takes up two-thirds of an amma. So what's our circumference now? So it's two, and he says 24. So 24 times 2/3 times two-thirds is 16, which comes very close to 16 and 4/5, which we said would be a 4x4, which would inscribe the circle around a 4x4 square. So he says, so Gemara says still, Ach anan shifsar nithi chumsha be'inan. We need 16 and 4/5. So here Gemara says, lo dak, it's not a big deal. 16 and 4/5, granted, 16 and 4/5 should be rounded up to 70. 16 and 16 and 4/5 is not a big deal. Gemara says, wait a second, it's a huge deal. Because what are we talking about? You're talking about the minimum size of a sukkah. The real minimum size of the sukkah is 16 and 4/5 people. Right? 16 and 4/5. By you saying 24 people, you're getting 16, which means your sukkah is smaller than what it has to be. So when you say lo dak, you say, oh, we're not so careful if you're going to be, you know, l'chumra, on the oven, to make it larger. But you can't say lo dak to make it smaller, because then people will make the smaller amount and they'll sit in a pasul sukkah. That can't be. So Gemara says, lo eimar darmino lo dak. When do we say lo dak, that they're not so specific in the calculations? That's l'chumra, when you would make the sukkah a little bigger. L'kula, but to say that you're lo dak in your calculations, and now the calculation you're giving makes the sukkah smaller, mi'armin lo dak. How are you going to say lo dak? That's a big problem. Because you're going to have people now sitting into a smaller sukkah. So, amalei Rav Asi, l'Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says to Rav Asi, here, this is where we're going to do it. So now we have that. So we have all these problems we're trying to figure out. Rav Yochanan's statement is very difficult right now. So amalei Rav Asi, l'Rav Ashi, l'olam gavra ba'amtza yosef. Really, a person takes up an amma, like we said originally. Rabbi Yochanan, Mikom Gavri Lo Kachashiv, he's not speaking about the place of the people, right? What he's speaking about, we thought that we're talking about people sitting on the inside of a circle. He's saying, no, it's the people sitting outside the circle. So the circle itself is going to be smaller if the people sitting on the outside of the circle. So we have 24 amma, right? The person takes up an amma as before, but the people sitting on the outside of the sukkah. The sukkah itself is going to, basically, you have to take away the amma of the people sitting on the outside. So what happens is wasn't it 24? He says 24 people. It's 24 ammas on the outside. So you take away an amma on each side, right? There's 24 ammas, right? 24 divided by 3. We said the diameter was right because you have to do to the diameter is 3 to 1. So if you take away, so that would make it 8 diameter. If you take away an amma on each side because there are people sitting. There, so you're taking it away, so basically your diameter of this sukkah is now 6, right? Your diameter is, because you took away one amma on either side. So your diameter is now 6. So 6 times 3 is 18. It's 18, and we needed to get the area to 16 and 4 fifths. So 18 to 16 and 4 fifths, then Gemara is going to say, lo dak. That's what Gemara says. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, mikom gavilu kachashiv, kama havilu, timne srei, 18, b'shiv sar nami chum shesagyeh, his calculation comes out that it's 18. We only need 16 and 4/5. That's where the Gemara says lo duck. It's a big lo duck still. It's a big lo duck. It's more than one. Right? Why don't you, if it's 16 and 4/5 and you lo duck, say 17. Why are you getting to 18? You know, it's still very difficult. They got this calculation, right? So so far so good. Now comes the really problem part. The Rabban and the Kesaria. So now we have the Rabbanan of Kesaria, they're going to give another answer. Right? Rabbi Yochanan said, that you have to, in order for the circle of sukkah to be kosher, you had to have 24 people sitting around it. So here comes Rabban de Kesari, Va'amr le Dayanu de Kesari. What do you mean? They're sitting on the outside.
Inside is 24 people.
Right.
Outside is going to have to be more.
So they say, change that. You had the assumption that when Rabbi Yochanan said a circular sukkah needs to fit 24 people, it wasn't meaning 24 people on the inside. It means it's on the outside. So the minimum, so I have 24 amas on the outside, right? But that means that my circle itself on the inside, right, I have this sukkah, I'm also on the outside. So my circle on the inside, the diameter is not 8, the diameter is 6, because at each point you got to take off one person on either side. So my diameter is 6. My diameter is 6 to get to the circumference, 6 times 3, because Gemara says pi is 3 to 1. 6 times 3 is 8 to 18. And we figured out that the 4x4 square sukkah, when translated into a circle, is 16 and 4 fifths. So we're still off by 1 and a fifth. Lo duck. So here I'm lo duck, l'chumra, because I'm saying it needs to be 18, even though it only has to be 16 and 4 fifths. L'chumra, I can be lo duck, even though I'm lo duck for a large amount. Rabbanan de Kesari, the Rabbanan de Kesari, Amulei Dayanim de Kesari, we have this also in the Sechas Erevin, said as follows. They give two theorems. The first one seems to work, the second one doesn't seem to work. The Gemara is bewildered, how do they say the second one? And all the Rishonim Acharonim try to say, how can you say the Chacham and Kesari are so off? They try to give a different explanation, and then it would work. I just can't figure out the calculation. Okay, Rabbanan de Kesari, I don't think Arskol does either. Article just says a note. Other people will calculate it. Right? Rabbanan de Kesari.
What? There's
a Rashash. There's a Tosos. There's a Gaon Yaakov. The answer is going to be that they misunderstood what the Chacham de Kesari said. So Rabbanan de Kesari, Amar Leidayan de Kesari, they say two things. Number one, they said Igula Dinafik Migo Ribua Revia. So basically, they say the circumference of a circle. I'm just going to translate. So inscribed in a square is 1/4 less than the perimeter of that square. That's how it translates. That's how the Steinsaltz translated. So if I have a circle inside a square, whatever the perimeter of that square is, the circumference of the circle inscribed is 1/4 less. That seems what it says, right? Okay, you can probably even do the calculations. Apparently that works. That's correct. Okay, but then they say the other way around. They say what happens if you have a square inscribed in a circle? So first we're going to do what they say, and it's going to be an answer for Rabbi Yochanan if it was correct.
Same, what did we have before?
No, it's different. He's just saying, he's giving a different calculation. This is unrelated. This is completely unrelated to what we just said. Okay? But now he says, Ribua did nothing migo igula. But if you have a square inscribed in a circle, which is what we said we're talking about now, a square inside a circle. So he says, palga. So if you have a, according to what he's saying now, if you have a square that's inscribed within a circle, the perimeter of that square, if you add 1/2 to the perimeter of that square, you'll get the circumference of the circle. So that would work as follows. So if the circumference is 24 amos, because we said there are 24 people sitting inside the sukkah, the circumference is 24 amos, so then the perimeter of that square, then the perimeter of that square would be 16. Right? Because so therefore, then that's the 4x4, and then it would work. The problem is that's not true. That's not the correct calculation for a square inside of a circle. That's just not the right way. Right? So again, they say if you add 1/2 of the perimeter of the square, so let's say you have 4x4, right? So your perimeter of your square is 16. If you add 1/2 of that, is 8, you get the circumference of the circle around that square. 16 plus 8 is 24, which would exactly work for Rabbi Yochanan, because he said you needed 24 people, each taking up an amma from the circle to have the minimum size sukkah. That would work if the calculation was correct. But the Gemara here says a machlok is about what this statement is. So a lot of the people say that this statement is not actually the Gemara, maybe later in addition to the Gemara says, Velohi, dak chazin and lo have kulei hai. We see that's not true. The circumference of a circle is not that much bigger than the perimeter of the square that's inscribed within it. It's not true. It's not 1 to 1.5. It's 4.2 to 4 or something like that. That's the calculation. So it's not true. So it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. So the Rashash and Tosos and other people say that maybe what they're talking about here is not perimeter, but what you said before, they're talking about area. If you talk about area, apparently the calculation works out. So therefore, it could. So there's one or two things. Either the Chachamim of Caesarea didn't understand their math, and they're totally wrong, or the Gemara just didn't understand the Chachamim of Caesarea, and they're totally wrong. Somebody's wrong, because the cat is completely wrong. Somebody's wrong. I mean, it's just the methodology. Who's it better? I think the question, who's it better to say got wrong? I think it's better to say the editors got wrong. They misunderstood what the Chachamim of the Caesarea said. I don't know.
I'm sure I missed it from the beginning. They're all now discussing over a 4x4, but don't go in the loch of a 7x7.
Okay, so they're talking about the case of if you hold 4x4. If you hold 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, you have to do the same calculations based on 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. But Rav Yochanan, the assumption was right in the beginning. Gemara said, who's he holding like? He's holding like Rebbe. That was the first line of the Gemara. The Gemara said, Kiman, Kirebi. He holds like Rebbe. The Amr called Sukkah, same by Abra Amos, the Abra Amos Psula. That's what the Gemara is going to put that. Calculations will still be the same thing, just if you did 7x7. You still have to figure out how many people, and you do the same calculation, how many people work. I'll leave it up to people who know how to do math. They would figure that out. But yeah, you're correct. If we hold 7x7, so then this is not going to help us up. It's going to Rav Yochanan, holds like Rebbe. Okay. Finish with the math. That's it. I got my 65. I passed the regent. I'm good to go. Okay. Now, Amar Rabbi Levi, Mishum Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Levi says in the name of Rabbi Meir, Shtei Sukkos Shel Yotzrim. So Yotzrim is a craftsman. So the way it seems to be is that the craftsmen would do is they would have these traveling things and they traveling booths, so to speak. The inner booth would be where they would sleep, and their outer booth would be where they would sell their wares. Must be a picture somewhere, right? Amar Rabbi Levi, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Shtei Sukkos Shel Yotzrim, Zo Lifnei Mizo. One is inside of the other. Hapinimius, the inner sukkah, ain't a sukkah. It's not considered a sukkah. You're not going to be able to yotze your mitzvah yeshiva sukkah there. V'chayeves b'mezuzah, and also it's considered permanent enough that you have to put up a mezuzah. Rashi says, Pinimius ain't a sukkah shal yotzrim. This is the way the people who the craftsmen who made the pottery, the potters I guess, Osalim Shemstukas, Zoltivizu, the Panimius Udar, he lives in the inner one, Umatsniya Kaderosov, that's where he hides his stuff, Ubichitsona who owes him Malachto. Excuse me. On the outside, he does his Malacha, Umotzi Kaderot Limkar. Then he brings everything out to sell. His Panimius Ainu Sukkah, why? In Balesha Bisokha Bechag Lashim Chukkah Sukkah. If he wants to sit on the inner Sukkah, and he puts a slach over it. If he wants to sit on the inner Sukkah Lashim Sukkah, it's no good. V'afa gav lo ba'in Sukkah Lashim Chag. So even though we're going to paskin, there's going to be machlokas, we're going to paskin, the Sukkah doesn't have to be made specifically for Yontif. You can have a Sukkah, and then sit in it outside, even though that's the case. Darkei Beis Hillel, Kaimelon, the Machshiv Sukkah Yishena, that's going to be commissioned on tomorrow's daf, that Beis Hillel says an old Sukkah is kosher. Hacha ain't a sukkah. Here it's not a question of old sukkah. It's not a sukkah at all. Blow mitgari milsa l'shem sukkah udarbo. Because it's not recognizable that he's living there l'shem sukkah. Because he's always living there. The hakol yamosh hashana dayer hasam. All the years of the year he lives there. The rov tashmisho v'sudasu v'shinosu sham. That's where he always eats. That's where he always sleeps. That's where he always does his tashmishim. That's his home. That's not going to be considered a sukkah. So someone asks, oh, so what about if you have a sukkah inside your house? So you have a sukkah inside, and they pull up. So that's because, well, you're moving everything there. In order for that to be a kosher sukkah, you don't usually eat, drink, sleep, and do all your stuff there. That's kosher if that becomes your place or where you're going to sleep, eat, sleep, and drink for the next 7 days, or 8 days. But not if you have that thing in your bedroom, probably not going to be a sukkah. You have to maybe do it in your living room or someplace where it's not typically where you do have your yearly, your daily activities. Okay. He also says, Chayevasu mezuzah. It's Chayev and mezuzah. Rashi says, La'olam mishum dekol dirasubah. It has to have a sukkah, because that's where you live. Okay. Now, what about the Gemara, back to the Gemara, but hachitzona, the outer booth, if you decide to use that as a sukkah for sukkahs, that would be kosher. The hachitzona, sukkah, it's going to be a sukkah, mupaturim in a mezuzah, and it'll be part of the mezuzah. Rashi says, hachitzona sukkah, the yotze v'yidei chovaso. You'd be yotze, v'ein sarich, you don't have to take it down and rebuild it again and have in mind, I'm building the sukkah for the purpose of sukkahs, like Beis Hillel. When we show him, hekeva de mitzvah leka lemesar, the keva de kula shasalo hacha dayar, you don't have a problem that it's not going to be recognizable because he never lived there. But now if he moves all the stuff, he moves his bed in there, and he lives there, so then it becomes a dira, and he can live there. Upetur min a mezuzah, it's pater for the mezuzah, meaning all year it's pater for the mezuzah, to lav dirahu, because that's not the real place where you live. During the year, it's just where you come in and out, it's at a makom dira. if it's going to be good enough for a sukkah, then it's not, because that means it's not dearer during the year. If it's not dearer during the year, that means you don't have to put up a sukkah. So the Gemara says, V'amai. Why is the outer sukkah putter from mezuzah? To have a chitzona ke beishar hapanimius. The outer sukkah should be considered like a gateway to the inner one. Right, Rashi says, to have a ke beishar, the kaim alam be minachos makomets rabba, and af lama gimel minachos, we say, the chayav be mezuzah midrabanan. There's still a chi of mezuzah midrabanan, right, beishar. They have this like sort of guardhouse that protects going in. They go to, if that guardhouse protects the place where the mezuzah is, that guardhouse requires a mezuzah. So the Gemara says, mishum lo kviya. Because really, again, we're taking on both sides, because it's not kviya. Nothing is really kavua there. Rashi says, lo zo velo zo dover kavua. The ena pnimius chashuva yos lo beishar. The inner one, it's sort of like a traveling thing. So you may do all your stuff in there, but it's not kavua to be there. You move from one place to another place. Oh, in order to get the status of a beishar is only considered a gate to something that has permanence. This doesn't have permanence enough. It's permanent enough to allow you, to force you to put up a mezuzah, maybe only the rabbanon, but it's not permanent enough to create keva to have the outer one be considered a beishar, and therefore the outer one does not is not chayav a mezuzah. Okay. Forward, next. Tana rabbanon, learned in a braisa. Ganbach. Ganbach is a siman, Rosh Tevos, which means as follows. A sukkah made by goyim. Right, the sukkah that is made by goyim for them to live all in it all year. The and sukkah's nashim, a sukkah that woman, whatever that happens. The sukkah made by women they want to live there, I guess during the sunny days. Sukkah's behema, or a sukkah that's made to house the animals. Also sukkah's kusim, the sukkah made by kusim. Right, of course, what type of kusim? Are they Jewish or not Jewish? And also sukkah mikol makom, and any pre-existing sukkah kshera. It's all kosher to be used on sukkahs. As long as the schach is done kehalacha, so whatever the halachas of the schach, the tassim and asu, all these things, as long as the schach is done appropriately, the sukkah will be good. So the Gemara says, "My kehilchasa." What does it mean? The schach is done kehilchasa. Amar Chizda v'hu she'asa l'tzel, that the schach was made with the intent to provide shade. But I guess there's other not just the high people. I guess I don't know. Not just the store people. The schach is made with the purpose to have shade. He says that that's kosher. Right, that as long as that's the pre-existing sukkah, guy could have made a sukkah. It could have made a sukkah for animals. This pre-existing sukkah, as long as it's made for the purpose of someone to have shade, you can use it on sukkah. Then the Gemara, then next brisa says, that's kilchasa. But what is sukkah mikol makom? Right, the Gemara say gave us ganbach, and then sukkah mikol makom. He says lasuye mai. That comes lasuye sukkas rakbash. That comes to conclude the sukkah of Rakbash. Also Rashi Tevis, the Tana Rabbanan. Sukkahs Rakbash is what? Sukkahs Roim, the sukkah that the shepherds make in the field to sit inside because to protect themselves. Sukkahs Kayotzim, the sukkah that are made for the guards. Those are the guards, they guard the fields. Sukkahs Burgonim, those are the sukkahs made outside the city. Those are the watchmen of the city. And sukkahs Shomri Perus, the sukkahs made by the people who guard the vineyards and the gardens. All these sukkahs, these are even though they're not made l'shem sukkah, right? They're not made l'shem sukkah. Nevertheless, they're kosher. Also, sukkah mikol makom kshera. Any sukkah is also kosher. As long as it's the schach is made kachasa, my kachasa amar chizda v'husha asa litzel. That the schach was made with the intent to provide shade, not just to store people. It was to make shade. Now the problem is what? So sukkah mikol makom, we have sukkah mikol makom in the reisha of the brisa, and then you have sukkah mikol makom in the seif of the brisa. So we said sukkah mikol makom, the reisha came to include all the sukkahs in the seifa. And now we're going to say sukkah mikol makom, asui mai, by asui sukkah ganbach. The second brisa, the second part of the brisa says the word sukkah mikol makom comes to include all the sukkahs that are mentioned in the first part of the brisa. So meaning, the first brisa thought that you needed a special limud to teach you the stuff in the second brisa. And the second brisa says you need a special limud to teach you all the stuff in the first brisa. Why did the first brisa need this? Why would it not have learned the cases in the second brisa? And why would the cases in the second brisa not have learned the cases in the first brisa unless we had the sukkah mikol makom? That's what Gemara says. Hai tana de ganbach, the tana, the brisa of that teaches us ganbach, alima le ganbach, he says that ganbach are more kosher, it's more simple to kasher them, and therefore I would need the sukkah mikol makom to kasher the other sukkahs, mishum dekvi, because these things are made, I guess the sukkahs goyim, sukkahs nashim, sukkahs behema, sukkahs kusim, they're made more for more of kavua, they're made more to last a longer time. The katana mikol makom, and it came, mikol makom comes to include rakbash, Those other four, dilokvia, because they're not made for a long time. They're made for only the time that you need it, only for the time that the shepherds are in the field. They're only for the time when the fruits are need to be guarded. But the other half of the year, they're not needed, so they're not as permanent of a structure. But height.
Why do the brises specify that it requires a schach, but the sukkah shell in your extreme, it doesn't even mention schach, but it still says it's...
Because the sukkah of Yotzim, we're assuming there's schach on all of them. There's something covering the top. You're assuming that there's schach. The sukkah of Yotzim was made by a Jew. Here, made by a Jewish male over the age of 13. Here, these are cases where they're not made for the end of that game. So, hatana gabach, alim leikan bach, mishum de kvi. The katana mikamakul masui rakbash, de lo kvi. Vahatana de rakbash, the one that says rakbash, is sort of what you're saying over here. Hatana rakbash, why does he say the rakbash sukkahs are better? That you would know those, and you need a limud of mikom makom to teach me the ganbach sukkahs, because alimalei rakbash dibnei chiyuva ninu, because at least those were made, the people who made that sukkah were people who were obligated in the sukkah. The sukkahs of ganbach, those are made by a goyim, nashim, someone made for the mochrim, behema, the kusim, those people aren't even obligated in sukkah. So maybe you would think that that's not a good sukkah. Therefore, mikom makom lasuye ganbach, therefore, he has the extra limit of sukkah mikol makom to include the ganbach sukkahs, the la b'nei chiyuva, even though they're ninu. Even though they were made by people, not bar chiyuvas, it's still going to be a kosher sukkah so long as it's built l'shem shade. Okay, stop here. Pick up on the Mishnah tomorrow on the top of Daf Tes. Have a great day.
Have we got any time to...